Happy awesome Monday, everybody. We're switching up the format a little bit. You probably noticed that we missed a couple of the weeks of blog posting with changing some of our team members around and taking on new responsibilities. But this week we're going to do a Monday, and then Wednesday is going to be the new post in the blog. And today we're going to focus about creating a next level patient experience. So as you already know, I've traveled a lot. I went to a lot of different offices, and everybody's looking for this next thing. What is this next thing? What is creating this new client experience? Like, how can we do robots or coffee or warm towels, or how to do all these different things? In my opinion, it always comes down to people and how your people treat your patients. So one of the biggest things, at least for me, is to creating a culture where my team, to me, come first. And then the better I serve my team, then the rest is going to be on the team to take care of our clients. So that's been always my formula. It's been always my strategy. And so when I look at creating the next level patient experience and what I've experienced myself from some of the top dental practices in the country, or at least the top dental practices that are clients of Zen Supplies, I see the same pattern every single time. It's the people who want to create an unbelievable experience for their patients. They first start with their own team members. Because in the great positive environment, then you get the same positive environment for your patients. Now, a lot of people will say, well, how do I do that? If we break it down step by step, there's going to be a few simple things. One is morning huddles. By far, bar none, doing the morning huddle is the most important part. And then what I would suggest you do for the doctors is, why don't you just take on responsibility and buy coffee every single morning for all the team members? Depending on the size of the office, I know for some of you, it may be a financial stretch. But doing something for your team members every single morning for the morning huddle, I believe it's going to be special. I believe it's going to set a note to say, you know what? She really cares about us. She really cares about our team, or he really does. And so I believe that's going to be important. So how you start the morning huddle will affect the culture, will affect creating the next level of patient experience. Now, the next part is going to be knowing little details about the team members. Now, back in the days, I'm sure it happened with some of the offices or some of you guys, is you will have the little post-it cards that, let's just say, you have Susan's who is coming in for the cleaning, and she would just be in a chair and she'll say, well, you know what? My son is getting married this day, and then my daughter is this, and my dog is this, and my this and that. And now when you look at the schedule in the morning huddle, you look at every single patient and you look at your post-it cards and you say, hey, by the way, Susan had her son's wedding 2 weeks ago. We need to find out how did it go. And so asking those personal questions, and I'm not even saying knowing the name of the patient to begin with, is going to be super critical. So when you see the patient, it's important that whoever is going to be the lead assistant greeting the patient from the front will say, hey, Susan, how are you doing today? It's so good to see you. And then you bring the patient back into the room. And then inside the room, you're also just going to go through some personal information. When the doctor comes in the room, she or he will say, hey, Susan, so how are you doing? It was Matthew's birthday or Matthew's wedding a couple of weeks ago. How did it go? What did he say? How was the first dance? And like just going and taking 2-3 minutes of your time to go over these things. Now, the second part is I've learned it from one of our most successful offices in Chicago, Dr. Steven Orser. What he does is as the lead assistant or the assistant pulls the patient inside the room, they go through the Hall of Fame, what they call. In the hallway, they have pictures of the patients that completed the treatments. But it's not just the mouth. It's the whole picture of the smiling patient with spouse, with kids and all that stuff. And they would stop and they will make at least 2 to 3 stops. And they will say, hey, Susan, by the way, this is Gloria. We did this, this and that. And look at her confident smile. And then they will keep going. And by the way, this is Melanie. And look at what she's doing. She's smiling. She could give a quick story on that. I feel like doing this Hall of Fame is going to be very, very important to create this next level patient experience. And there are a couple of hacks that I always suggest. So there are a couple of hacks. So one is if I would be the doctor, what I would do probably early on with all the social media and everything else, I would hire a part-time person in the office that the sole job of that person would be to look at the schedule the next day, go to Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat, and look at that people's posts. And most of them will be public, so there's nothing to be ashamed of. And just look at this post and look at what people are talking about and create the post-it notes or create a note for the morning huddle to say, hey, guys, today we have a schedule, and that's going to be the responsibility of that person, of the hire that you're going to make. So that at the morning huddle, that's going to be your chief emotional person, or the chief connecting officer, or your community manager. I would literally call him the community manager or community organizer, however we want to call it. But that's going to be the person that at the morning huddle will say, hey guys, today we have such and such coming in for such and such procedure. We really need to spend some time and just dive in into what happened, because this is what I've learned about them. And then that will create an intimate environment. So that's going to be important. Just having that person in the office that's dedicated, completely finding out whatever is possible, or keeping track of information about your patients. So that's going to be awesome. And then the second part is sharing it. You know, you got to have your Instagram page. You got to have your Facebook lives. You got to have your newsletters going out to all your clients or your patients to talk about the things that are going on and happening. So you want to establish yourself as a go-to person. So that's all part of creating the next level patient experience. Like I said, there will be little hacks like warm towels and coffee, TVs and all that stuff. But to be honest with you, the biggest is always the people. And the people is coming down from having a full-time or part-time person in your office, being completely responsible for your community and building that community feel. And so they're in charge of giving the information at the morning huddle about anybody and anything going on within your practice, and you taking action on it is going to be ridiculously important. And I feel the last thing would be, you know, you have 1,200 patients. What if you do learn that somebody's going through the hardship and you're literally just reaching out and calling and making sure that the people know that you know about what's happening and try to help? You don't have to do it for everybody, but one or two people, maybe every quarter, that would make a world to them. And they will talk a lot about you. And remember, you're in a 1.5, 2 to 3 mile radius. So the more you do unusual stuff, the more people will talk about you. So hopefully that helps. And till next Wednesday.